email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
I think she's an inspiration to a lot of people because I'm definitely inspired for my boxing.
That's the type of role model you want for kids, you know.
There's been times in my career when people say the whole country is behind you. Hmm? This time I really, really feel the whole country is behind me.
Olympic final. Gold medal on offer. Kelly Harrington, Beatrice Ferreira. Three rounds. Here we go.
We're all champions. Anyone who steps in between those ropes are champions.
By unanimous decision.
She's done it! She's done it! Unanimous!
Women's lightweight Olympic champion in red.
She's done it! Olympic champion Kelly Harrington!
Dublin's Portland Row erupted in joy when Kelly's victory was declared. Her family, friends and neighbours in the northeast inner city watched on as their hometown hero boxed her way into history.
Kelly's bringing home real gold. Just bring it on us. That's what she's doing.
I'm so proud of her. I'm so delighted for her. I'm so delighted. She's done it for all of us. All of us.
Every fight has been a tough fight. Every fight has been a gold medal fight.
It's just been absolutely amazing. Absolutely, like, a dream come true, like, a dream unfolding from day to day. Like, it's just, it's magic.
She's the best in the world. She's the best in the world. Gold.
Gold medalist and Olympic champion, Ireland. Kelly Harrington.
It's almost overwhelming.
You know, just one person left, lifting a little bit of a nation, so.
You will not see a better ambassador for her fellow peers, for athletes, for children. One of life's great people.
Hakuna Matata. It means no worries for the rest of your days. That's what I say.
Ladies and gentlemen, the anthem of Ireland.
No words to describe the pride that the entire nation feels for our golden girl. Kelly Harrington, and the darling of Dublin herself, is with me right now. Kelly, welcome to the show.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Sorry.
No worries, I can hear you.
Oh my God, I was just like, I'm like, well, I might have been well enough there to tears right down my face.
Oh, listen.
Oh my God.
What emotions. I mean, just even listening back to that, you brought us so many magic moments.
Do you know, like, that's just listening back to that, and just, like, the medal was great, but what I've done for the country and what I've done for lifting the spirits of everyone has been, that's been more than I could ever ask for. Do you know, like, that's what it's all about. That is what it's all about.
And we heard you say that so many times in so many different interviews. It wasn't about the colour of the medal. You know, any medal was great, but the support that you felt and that sort of genuinity from you came across all the way from Tokyo, from Japan, every time, you know, you had a camera put in front of you. And were you feeling that support? Like, was it coming from online? Was it coming from phone calls? Were you watching the news? Were you just kind of, you know, did you feel it out there?
My voice is a bit gone now because I'm crying again. every time I hear something, like, I'm just like, oh my God, I just start bawling and welling up. But I suppose because I was off my social media and stuff, so I couldn't really, like, so I didn't know what was going on back at home. But I was talking to my family and stuff, and to Mandy, and they were telling me like the support is great at home, and they wouldn't tell me too much because they didn't want me to get worried or panic about it, you know.
Yeah.
But I knew, like, you know, when you have a sense, and I just knew, like, and I just knew, like, that the support was unreal. Like, it was just amazing, and like, genuinely, like, I feel like, normally I've been saying this, like, sometimes you go away in your box and people go, well done, love. But it's just like a pat on the back, quick, well done, like, and it's forgot about, you know. Mm. These people are genuinely happy, like, and they're genuinely smiling, like. Mm. I was saying even earlier on, you can even see their teeth, they're smiling that much. They're showing full teeth on display and everything, like, it's genuinely one of the best things that's ever, like, that I've ever accomplished is lifting the nation, never mind the Olympic gold medal, like, but lifting the nation.
But you know what I think as well, it's because we could see how much it meant to you, and your smile is infectious and your attitude is infectious, and your support of all the young girls that you know that you're a role model for, that's infectious. So standing watching you box, and I love the transition of seeing you walk out to Sinead O'Connor, the Foggy Dew, with this, like, really steely determined face. And you went in and you did your thing, and all the years and years and years of training that got you to where you are. And then when the camera goes on, you're just this beacon of happiness and joy. And I think seeing you on the podium under your mask, tears streaming down your face, the tricolour, I think that sense of being completely overwhelmed, it was just that release that I think just made everybody, oh, I was bawling, and I just think the whole country at that moment just went, look at her, just look at her.
well, that's exactly, like, that's what it was. It was a release. Like, I felt like I was a balloon, and bit by bit, like, the pressure was coming off. Like, and like, normally people would say, oh, you were in the final, the pressure must have been on, but it wasn't, because I had already felt like I won. As in, like, yeah, I didn't have a medal, like, I didn't have a gold medal, but I had already felt like I had won a nation. Like who gets to feel that, you know? Like, mm-hmm. Who gets to feel the joy of a nation, the happiness, and who gets to see the tears coming down people's face, tears of joy and happiness that they've experienced this, and hugging each other, and throughout everything that we've been through as a country, as a world, and the whole world, like, in the last 2 years, to see everybody come together over the 2 weeks that I was out, like, that the games that I was on my journey out there, to see them coming together out there and, like, celebrating me, celebrating winning, celebrating just life, was just amazing, you know, like, just happiness, you know.
Yeah.
And it was just, that's like, I'm not joking, you, like, gold medals are great, but like, this is even better, like, it really is, like, that.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, I mean, feeling, like, is just even better, like, and I mean, I'd love more people to get more gold medals so they can feel this feeling, because this is just unbelievable, like.
And I mean, even seeing you on the open top bus going through Dublin, and then the bus turning into Portland Row, and the level of noise that went from 50 to 150 million. It was just, and just to see your expression. Have you managed to get a kip yet? Have you managed to close the door and put the feet up and watch the box?
Like, I did, actually. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I got a good 10 and a half hours sleep. The first night that I got a proper sleep, I got 10 and a half hours, and I woke up the next morning, and I made myself a coffee, and I set out the back garden on my own, drinking the coffee, and I was looking on my phone at all the videos of, like, Jordan throughout the journey and stuff, with people celebrating and people crying, and I just could, like, I was just overwhelmed with tears of pride of how far I've come, and I was just reminiscing, sitting there thinking, where, like, not about any medals or anything, but where I've come from to where I am now, like, to the struggles that I've had in life and in boxing, and to come out this end of it, like, because the odds were stacked against me, basically, and to then come out and do this, it's just amazing. But to be looked upon as an inspiration and as a role model, that's, like, I just want to utilize that, and to be able to give back, and to be able try and inspire people now to get out there and do their thing. And it doesn't have to be boxing. You know, it doesn't have to be boxing. It can be absolutely anything that they want, you know, and that's what I want to try and build on.
And you talked about it being a very different Olympic Games because of COVID. I mean, you couldn't have a lot of your friends and family there. There was so many restrictions. There was nerves and fears and everything going out. So I suppose coming home, Mandy not being your partner, not being there with you. So I suppose it made coming home all that much more sweet.
Yeah, exactly. Like, but to be very honest with you now, like, I wouldn't have wanted them there anyways, because I just, when I'm out in competition, I switch off, I do my own thing. I'm very single-minded, like, and if my dad had been out there, he definitely would have got lost somewhere in Tokyo and I'd have been worried sick. So I was like, no, they're better off not coming out, you know. And plus, it's very expensive as well to get over to Tokyo, and through an Olympic Games, the prices spike. So I was like, no, do you know what, it's actually good that you're staying put, and that's it. And you know, so, but to be able to come home to them then after 6 weeks, because we were out there for 6 weeks, like,
yeah,
and just see them and to celebrate with them, and you know, it was just very, very special, very special.
And your team, I mean, we heard Bernard Dunn talking so much. Like, it was so important that she had a very solid team around you out there. And I had a chat with Paul O'Donovan when he came home from the Olympics as well. And again, that team support, the sense of support amongst the Irish athletes themselves. And I was saying to him, it was great, you know, that we were able to kind of get a behind the scenes because of different athletes on their social media. So you were able to get a snippet of what life was like in the Olympic Village. Like, how did you find that whole experience? Was it different than you thought it was going to be? Did you get out and get to experience Tokyo at all? Or on your days off, like, were you just trying to stay in the zone? Like, what was the Olympic experience like, I suppose, compared to what you thought it might be?
Yeah, like, it was, do you know what? It was actually more, it suited me down to a T, because literally all I went from was the apartment to the food hall and then maybe a 5-10 minute walk around the village. And that suited me, like, because that's the way I am when I'm in competition. I just like to stay in my own bubble, like. And I suppose the team, like, the seven boxers who were out there, and then the three coaches and the support staff, like, from the physios to the doctors and stuff, like, they all rallied around us. And even as boxers, as the team of boxers were like, exiting the competition, they were supporting us. They were like, Kelly, do you need anything? Kelly, do you want me to do anything for you today? Can I get anything for you? Like, you know, just like absolutely amazing. Like, I genuinely couldn't have asked for a better team. And I was only like, on the final, like, when we, on the final day, the finals were over and stuff, we came back and they were meant to go to the closing ceremony, the boxing was, but they didn't go. I thought they were going to go, like, you know, and they didn't. Instead, they stayed back at the apartment block, and they done a welcome home for me, like, welcome back to the apartment block. I was just bawling my eyes out again, because, like, they chose to give up their time of going to the closing ceremony to welcome me home, like, you know, and I was just like, This is a team I want to be with. Like, if I'm sticking around, I want yous here. And I was like, I did say to them, I was like, you know, I don't know what's next for any of us, but I really do wish that if we are all sticking around, you know, I hope that it's this team that will be together for forever.
I feel like. What did Bernard and Zara say to you once you got the gold?
They were just Zara knew. Zara already knew. He's always like, I knew, because Zara's been saying to me for years, Olympic gold, Olympic gold. And I've been like, stop saying that, Zara. And then, like, after the fight, because he's been saying to me ages, you are a professor. And I'm like, what is he talking about?
Because, yeah, I mean, he's from Georgia, and he's still a little uncomfortable speaking English, isn't he?
yeah, but he is getting better. Like, he is still a little bit uncomfortable. But he's like, you are a professor. And I was like, what is he talking about? And then at the final, like, he's there going, he knew I won it. And he was like, going, you are the professor. You are the professor. And I asked him after, I was like, why, what's the professor? He says, you are a professor. You have everything. You have every trick in the book. You know everything about boxing. And I'm like, oh. And he keeps calling me the professor. But
brilliant.
It's been a fantastic journey. Like I genuinely, like, it just went so well. Like, it really went great. Like, the 6 weeks was long. It was tough. It was hard. But then to walk away and to be able to lift the nation the way that it did, and to take a gold medal on top of that, that was just the icing on the cake, really.
Totally. And I mean, we heard Mandy, your partner, in the clip there saying that it was just like watching, it was a dream unfolding, because she has been with you every step of the way. I mean, there are great videos of yourself and herself training together during lockdown. And I suppose when you have a partner like that, when one part of the relationship is taking on the enormity of what you did, you've got to have that support. You've got to have your wing woman there beside you, behind you and it seemed that you've got a very special relationship going on, the two of you.
Well, this is it, you see. Like, there's like, it works, like, it works both ways, you know. I lift her, she lifts me. In things that she does, but this was my main focus. And there's been days where I didn't want to go train, and I'd be like, oh no, I'm tired, like, and she'd be like, you have to go, Kelly, like, you know, these are the days that count. And I'm like, you know what, Mandy, you're right, I will go. And, you know, just days when things didn't go my way and I'd feel down about it, but I'd speak to her and I'd feel a lot better then, because she'd be able to talk some sense into me and all, like. And she's been absolutely amazing, and she keeps me on track as well, like, you know, like, she wouldn't let me get too big for my boots, that's for sure.
And I'd also imagine the phone calls from Tokyo back, you know, or the Skype calls or the WhatsApp calls or whatever, the bit of normality from her, whether it's chatting about the dogs or what she had for dinner or, you know, what's going on, that probably was a lovely reprieve as well.
That's exactly, like I'd message her after every fight and I'd say, job done. I'd just say, like, literally, job done. And then underneath it, I'd say, what's the story? What are you up to? And then she'd say, like, well done, I knew you could do it, blah, blah, blah. And then it'd be like, just going out with the dogs. It would be like, park the whole Tokyo thing and just be normal, you know, like, let's forget where you are and what you're doing, and just, that's part now, you know, you've done that and now we'll move on.
So tell us about the reunion with Mandy and your mum and dad and your brothers. Were you able to close the door and keep the madness at bay for an hour or two and kind of catch up?
Not properly, to be honest with you. So yeah, no, not properly. Like, so Christopher's gone back to Iceland. So he had come over to Iceland. So I didn't, like, I got to see himself and Joel for a couple of hours. I'm getting to see my mum and dad today. Well, they were actually, yeah, I'm getting to see them properly today, you know, like, we're getting back to a bit of normality today.
Okay.
And which is great.
And I mean, what does normality look like for you now? Because there is, I suppose, so much speculation in the press about what Kelly Harrington's going to do next and how much money you're going to make. And I suppose, like, there's nothing really that can prepare you for the success that comes with a gold medal. And you probably just need to take a few weeks out and gather your thoughts. And you seem to have the right people around you, which is so important.
Do you know what, like, everyone's saying, oh, you're going to make this and you're going to make that, but, like, money is not everything, you know. So, like, it doesn't really matter to me. Like, I'm happy enough, like, the way I am, like, and people say your life is going to change, and I'm like, well, like, my life doesn't need to change. I'm very happy with the way my life is, like, you know. If money comes my way, good and well, you know, like, but it's not, I'm not going chasing it, you know, like, I'm very, very happy, I'm very comfortable. It comes my way, I'll be happy taking it, all right, of course, who wouldn't, you know. But it's like there's more to life than money, and there is more to life than sport. But now, in saying that, money can help. I don't know what's next, really, either. I'm literally going with the flow. It's a week and a day since I fought in the final, and I'm going to meet up with Bernard and the coaches and stuff, and we're going to discuss what they want for me and what I want from them, and see what happens next, really. So it all depends on the conversations that will be had.
And there's going to be big conversations had, you know, all about sponsorship and turning professional. And I know FBD have supported you, as they have
FBD
done for
have been fantastic.
So many of the athletes. And again, they're conversations to have. I mean, you're, like, Paris is just 3 years away. Is it too early to ask what your plans are there?
Yeah, like I really don't know yet what I'm going to do. Again, I just have to speak to Bernard and to the coaches and my own club coach as well, and see where we go from here, see what the story is. Like, a lot can be done in 3 years, so we just have to wait and see. Like, I mean, financially, like, I don't know what, like, people are saying you're going to get this and get that, like, and I've always said, oh, if I get a good offer to turn professional, I would. But I mean, like I always say, you can have all the money in the world and be unhappy. So we'll just have to wait and see what Bernard and the coaches and my own club coach come up with, and we'll make a decision then. But I'm 100% sure whatever the decision is, it will be the correct decision for me and for my family
for
and
your family
Andy
as well. Well, listen, I think you are just so inspiring, and I think the fact that you have inspired so many little girls, not just in Dublin but all around Ireland and all around the world. And you know, Corinthians is where you started, boxing, and I know they've been inundated with requests from girls joining and all that. And we need to see more clubs around the country. But I'd say it's not something that you take lightly, and you've said it before. You know, to inspire girls into a sport like boxing, and to, you know, to have you as a role model, it's phenomenal. It's just amazing.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
I wanted, just before you go, you mentioned your mum and dad there earlier. Did you hear about the potatoes that were delivered? We chatted to a fella from Mooncoin there last week who delivered potatoes to your door. Did you get them?
I actually had the potatoes there the other day. Mandy made potato salad out of them. Oh my God, they were absolutely gorgeous. Everyone was like, these are the famous potatoes and they're gorgeous. Yeah, they were absolutely amazing now, like. So I'll be looking for another bag of them.
Yeah, John Crowley from Mooncoin. Better get into his car again and get up to Portland Road. Kelly Harrington, thank you so much for your time. Lovely chatting
thank
to you today. And massive
thanks
congrats
for the support, as always.
Massive congrats, hon. Mind yourself.
Take care. Bye. Bye-bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.